Is Dad going to be okay?
I certainly hope so.
And he's conscious?
Yes.
Will he be able to hear me and everything?
Yes, his hearing's pretty much come back now.
And he's not, you know, too hideously burnt?
No. No thanks to you.
Does he know?
That you made a bomb? Yes, he does, and he's very angry, and so am I.
I didn't mean for anyone to get hurt.
Yes, well, somebody did get hurt, didn't they? Whether you meant them to or not. My God, let's go in and see him.
What have you got to say for yourself, young fella?
I'm really sorry, Dad.
So am I. I expect to hear a little bit more than I'm sorry.
What do you want to hear me say?
Well, why the hell would you make a bomb and leave it in your room? Why would you do something like that?
I was just mucking around.
You don't muck around with things that can kill you.
Or other people.
Well, we did it before and nothing happened.
What? When?
The other day.
Oh, why did you do it again? Wasn't the explosion big enough for you?
Is that what happened to Jack's leg?
Yeah.
And you call that nothing?
Struck me wrong, boy. Well, what'd it have to be to be something? We'd have to get his foot blown off.
How did you find out how to make that bomb, Duncan?
Made it up.
Oh, come off the grass, mate. We didn't come down in the last shower. Where'd you get the instructions?
Duncan?
It was on the net.
The internet?
Was this at Jack's place?
School.
You learned how to make a bomb at school? I tell you what, I'll be having a word to Don Fisher when I get out of here. And as for you, young fella, if I ever catch you doing anything like that again, I'll have your guts for garters, you understand?
Yeah.